Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, mostly cloudy and 53 degrees. Police were confronting protesters outside Minneapolis in the city of Brooklyn Center Sunday night after a fatal shooting by police earlier in the day. Fox's Mike Tobin reported during the standoff.
Demonstrators have gathered to protest the fatal shooting of a black man by an officer during a traffic stop Sunday afternoon. The driver had been pulled over for a violation. That's when police learned there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest. Police say the suspect then got back in his car and tried to get away. That's when he was shot by an officer. He hit another vehicle while driving off and eventually died at the scene. Since the killing, a crowd gathering and police have used tear gas and flashbangs on the crowd.
And the incident happened while the trial of Derek Chauvin in the killing of George Floyd continues in bordering Minneapolis. One man is dead, three others injured after a shooting in East Wichita.
It happened around 3 a.m. Sunday near 2nd and Batten. When officers arrived, they found shell casings in the street and signs of a disturbance. They found a man, believed to be in his 20s, dead in the backyard of the residence, which has been used recently as an Airbnb. Three people showed up at an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Wichita police have not talked to the victims yet, but say that the incident is not random. In the past few months, police say they have received several calls about parties there and are looking to address the ongoing issue. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are asking for help locating a missing 14-year-old girl.
Zoe Koch was reported as a runaway and was last seen Saturday night around 9:30 near the area of Kellogg and Washington. Police say Koch is 5 feet 6 inches tall and weighs 115 pounds with short brown hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen wearing gray and green Nightmare Before Christmas pajamas. She is thought to be on foot and possibly has a denim backpack and a cat with her. If you see her or know where she is, the Wichita Police Department is asking residents to call 911. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Republicans have ousted a powerful Kansas lawmaker charged with drunken driving from his leadership post. The move against Kansas Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop of Wichita Friday followed the release of a document saying he taunted the Highway Patrol trooper who arrested him and called the officer Donut Boy. It was the first time in several decades that a Kansas legislative leader's colleagues pushed him out before the end of his or her term. Republican senators voted 22-4 to remove Sullentrop during a 50-minute meeting that was closed to reporters and the public. Senate President Ty Masterson disclosed the vote afterward. U.S. Senator from Kansas Jerry Moran tells KNSS News he hopes President Biden takes the opportunity to work with both Democrats and Republicans on the infrastructure bill.
We're spending trillions of dollars that we've got to rein in, and we can't just find one bill after another that does that. So a lot yet for to be determined, and certainly willing to work in a way that gets a bill that would be beneficial to Kansas, but also something our nation can afford.
Senator Moran says that while he realizes our country needs to invest in infrastructure, he thinks the president's bill should be more focused. Former President Trump had some harsh words for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell at a Republican National Committee donor retreat at his Mar-a-Lago resort in South Florida Saturday.
The remarks focused on positioning Republicans to win back the majority in 2022, but former President Trump reportedly spent several minutes tearing into Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and former Vice President Mike Pence for accepting the results of the Electoral College and certifying President Biden's win. According to reports, Trump referred to McConnell with an expletive, calling him a stone-cold loser, saying a real leader would not have accepted the results, and also slamming McConnell for not defending him during impeachment. He also mocked his wife for resigning her cabinet post after the insurrection. The bad blood comes as a number of incumbents are fighting for re-election, seeking endorsements.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 6:10 on a Monday morning, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in Wichita, well, conditions actually look pretty good out there. Not seeing too much that's slowing down traffic at this time. Volume's still a little light, though. Things are just now kind of starting to pick up out there. And the gasoline prices, not seeing any change, but it's pretty chaotic as far as gasoline prices go in the Wichita area. Prices still as high. It's $2.69 a gallon in some places, and $2.59 right around an average. I spotted several places at $2.55. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some cloud cover will gradually make its way into south-central Kansas as north winds continue a bit breezy, 15 to 20 miles per hour. That will drive temperatures lower today compared to yesterday, or high 63. Clearing late tonight, Tarlo 41. Variable clouds throughout Tuesday with a high near 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy and 49 degrees. We have a north wind at 14 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, April 12th, 2021. We had a warm, breezy, sunny day across south-central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees. Normal high for the date, 66. 83, wow. On this date in 1959, a late-season snowstorm produced up to 10 inches in central Kansas in a swath from Russell to Cottonwood Falls. 1959, a late winter storm. On this date in 1861, the Civil War began as Confederate forces opened fire on Fort Sumter in South Carolina. And the bombardment went on for quite a while, weeks, couple of weeks, 3 weeks, something. I don't remember how long, Ted, but nobody ever got killed. And they finally evacuated Fort Sumter. Of course, it's right there in the bay of Charleston, South Carolina. If you ever get over there, take the boat out there. You can do what I did and stand right at the very spot up there by the flagpole where the first shell burst in the Civil War. That is pretty...
Yep, standing right there for history.
Pretty. That's pretty exciting, really. All right, Egypt's best-known archaeologist has revealed further details on a pharaonic city recently found in the southern province of Luxor. Zahi Hawass says archaeologists found brick houses, artifacts, tools from the time of the pharaohs at the site of the 3,000-year-old city. It dates back to Amenhotep III of the 18th dynasty. I'm sure you're familiar with him, Ted. His reign is considered a golden era for ancient Egypt. Hawass describes the site as a large city. Excavations in the area began last year, searching for the mortuary temple of the boy king Tutankhamun. However, within weeks, archaeologists found mud brick formations that eventually turned out to be a well-preserved large city. So they're chipping away at it there in Egypt. 33-year-old Georgia man convicted of murdering his grandmother in 2018 after striking her with a crock pot and stabbing her in the chest with a kitchen knife. Jared Randall Carter, convicted Friday in the death of 81-year-old Valerie Jean Mann of Warner Robins. A Houston County jury deliberated for more than 2 hours before convicting Carter. He will be sentenced later, facing between 30 years and life in prison. Witnesses testified that Carter and Mann had a contentious relationship after Carter came south from his hometown of New York to live with Mann, his grandmother. And then he beat her to death with a crock pot. Whoa. bizarre stories for you.
You lived for what took the jury 2 hours to
deliberate? Probably had a choice of what charges they wanted to convict him of. All right, it's 6:14, Steve and Ted. I gotta tell you, Ted, I really had a bad accident yesterday, middle of the day, Sunday. I'm driving back from going to McDonald's for my wife and I to have our scrumptious Sunday meal. And on the way down to Porter Street in the Twin Lakes area, right by Twin Lakes Apartments, at the intersection of Porter and 18th, on 18th Street on the west side, there's a stop sign.
Yep.
But a gold-colored car didn't stop.
Did not stop.
Basically, finally saw me at the last second, slammed on his brakes and swerved and missed my tail end by about 2 feet.
Ooh.
I pulled over to the side, and within the block there, about a half block away, I pulled up because it spooked me.
Yep.
I sat there for just a second.
We all go through stop sign intersections all the time, and, you know, nothing ever happens. But, boy, once in a while, like you just did, you had a close call.
Well, I looked up, Ted, and there's two people in the yard were raking leaves. And they saw everything, and they were looking at me. And I said, do people always run stop signs up here? They said, no, but that guy does consistently. Apparently, there's a guy operating in the Twin Lakes area that doesn't know what STOP means. And I don't have much patience with people like that. Oh, my gosh.
Sooner or later, he's going to kill somebody.
That's what I said. I told them. I said, he's going to kill somebody. And I just drove off. But, man. And you talk about road rage. There would be a place where I might just show a little road rage. Just if I caught somebody like that. I don't know if I could pound him into submission. But you never know. Again, if you stop somebody like that and you say, hey, I'm gonna confront you about your bad driving, they might pull a gun on you. Anyway. Watch it out there. I've got 14-year-old granddaughters starting to drive. I've got a couple of grandkids that are driving around town, and I just, you know, it scares me to death when I look at some of the clowns out there behind the wheel.
Somebody was watching over you yesterday.
I guess so. That's what I told Shelley. I got my angel was watching over me yesterday. But, some of the things I've seen and you've seen on the street, it makes you cringe. Well, I had one just recently. I don't know if I talked about this or not. 13th and Waco.
Yeah.
13th in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a green light. Guy comes right through the red and barely misses me. So, you know, if you're not paying attention, I don't know. But if you're out there driving this morning, God bless you and good luck to you. Be careful. And like they always say, drive defensively. You got to keep.
Yeah, you've got to pay attention because you don't know if the other person is or not.
Oh, no kidding. All right,
Ted. Might save your life.
It's 6:17, Steve at 10 in the morning. Hey, we had a big sports weekend in Wichita, and Ted Woodward's here with Lead Off Sports this morning to tell us about it. Got some exciting stuff going on, Ted.
Sure did. It was a good weekend for the Shockers. Let's start out with baseball. Wichita State wrapping up a 4-game set with Houston at X Stadium yesterday morning into the afternoon, and the Shockers once again had no trouble with Houston, piling up a lot of runs, getting good pitching along the way, and even getting a freshman off the bench to have a big hit. Here's some of the action. Mike Kennedy had the call on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
3-2 pitch. Driven deep into right center field. That's really well hit. It's going to plug the gap and get out. Derek Shaver with a grand slam to right center field. Right over the 375 mark. A little bit of breeze blowing that way, but he's now batting 1,000 for this season.
Coming off the bench and getting a grand slam for your first college home run. How about that's good stuff. The Shockers win it, and it didn't take that long because it was a run rule game. Shockers 13, Houston 2. They only went 6.5 innings. The Shockers get the 4-game sweep in their conference home opening series, including that win downtown at Riverfront Stadium on Saturday. The Shockers now on a 7-game winning streak. They've won 11 of their last 12. And they're now 19-9 on the season. Shocker baseball team is in second place in the conference, 7-1 in conference play. Good stuff. Right across the street at Wilkins Stadium, the Wichita State softball team, ranked 24th in the nation, beat Houston 10-7 for the 4-game sweep as well. And the Shocker softball team has now won 9 in a row, 28-5 overall. They are in first place in the conference. And guess what? 4 more home runs for the Shockers yesterday. They are 4th in the nation in home runs, and they get the 4-game sweep. That sets the stage tonight for what should be
pretty happy coaches shows. We'll start out with the WSU baseball coaches show with head coach Eric Wedge at 6 o'clock, and then softball coach Christy Breadbender at 7 o'clock. As both teams are coming off four game sweeps on the weekend, you can of course hear that on KFH. In golf, we had the Masters, the first major of the year, finishing up yesterday in Augusta.
Entering Sunday, Hideki Matsuyama hadn't won on the PGA Tour in nearly 4 years. What better place to break a drought than Augusta National? The 29-year-old shot a final round 73 to finish the tournament 10 under, one shot clear of Will Zalatoris to earn the green jacket. His playing partner for the final round, Xander Schauffele, finished tied for third with Jordan Spieth at 7 under par. With the win, Matsuyama became the first Japanese man to win a major championship on the PGA Tour. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
Has golf just taken off in Japan now or something?
Well, it always has been. It's always been a big sport.
Okay.
On the Pacific Rim. But winning a major here in North America, that's a pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal. You bet.
Good stuff. And that runner-up there, Zalatoris, he competed in the Wichita Open just a couple of years ago. Runner-up at the Masters. Man. Good golf over the weekend. The Kansas City Royals in Chicago yesterday, finishing up on the south side of Chicago. And the Royals scored where they were behind, but they got a run in the eighth, a run in the ninth, and a run in the tenth, and came back to beat the White Sox 4-3 in 10 innings, snapping a six-game skid against the White Sox. Nicely done by the Royals, who split that two-game series in Chicago. The Royals are now 4-3 on the season after a week of play. Good pitching by the Royals. White Sox only got 5 hits in the 10 innings of the games. Good stuff there. The Royals are in second place in the division, just a half game out of first. Now the Royals begin a 10-game homestand at Kauffman Stadium. Starting tonight, the first-place Los Angeles Angels come to Kansas City and will join the Royals and Angels game in progress at 8 o'clock tonight after the Shocker coaches shows. And in JUCO football yesterday afternoon, Butler Community College goes out to Dodge City. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game over on KFH as Butler fell behind 14-0. Then Butler outscored Dodge 56-7 during the final three quarters of the game, and Butler won that game 56-21, holding Dodge City to one passing first down.
Wow.
So that's Dodge something. Couldn't throw the ball, and Butler was piling up points. And
the light switch went on there.
You end up with a 35-point win. First win of the season for the Butler football team. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Quick observation. I'm watching a Royals game yesterday on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the White Sox had a left-handed pitcher named Cease. Is that his name? Anyway, he held him scoreless for at least 4 innings. And I'm just one thing that struck me, he was working fast. Got the ball, got the signs. And
so why did it strike you? Because that's unusual.
It's so unusual.
Yeah, you don't see that these days.
I didn't have a chance to take a nap between pitches.
Which is great.
And, you know, and his fielders were on their toes, and the Royals pitcher was doing the same thing. He was working fast, too.
Well, that's...
Man, that's
what baseball should be.
What the sport
and what
needs.
It rarely is these days.
All right, Ted, 6:22 now.
Oh, and guess who the White Sox manager is? Tony La Russa, an old school guy.
There he is.
Get out there and throw
the
strikes
ball.
And quit messing around.
6:22 now. Keep it up for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What is the best motivation for you? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.